This is Healing Your Soul with Katie Souza. Real keys to the miraculous. What's weighing you down, holding you back? What has wounded your soul? Today with Katie, discover the healing power of God for your life. Katie was once broken, oppressed, in bondage to a life of mental and physical pain, until God gave her a new life and powerful messages of how you can heal your wounded soul. Now, here is Katie to begin today's program.
Hi, this is Katie Souza. Welcome to Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. Today, we're going to continue talking about the giants, Sion and Og. They're the kings over the spirit of Legion, who causes all kinds of diseases and disorders to come upon your family. In this program, I'm going to show you through a story in Numbers 21, how wounds in our soul allow these kings to attack us. In the book of Numbers, it says that the souls of the Israelite people had become much discouraged because of the way. They had been through a lot during their desert journey, and all those trials and tribulations had literally left wounds on their inner man. I can so relate to that. I won't even get into the discouragement I felt while living on the streets, but let me address the trials I dealt with as a believer in this ministry. For many years, I traveled all around the world, bringing this message to people who needed healing. Some of you may already know that touring can be exhausting and brutal. Being away from my family more than being at home, hundreds of hours on airplanes, a different uncomfortable bed every week, fasting and praying in preparation for hundreds of events, plus getting attacked with sickness everywhere I went. Not only did I have to contend repeatedly for my own healing, but for the healing and breakthrough of thousands of hurting people at our meetings. Through all those years, I had to babysit my soul, because to be honest, if you're not careful, the trip will kill you. Have you had a difficult journey in your life, in your ministry, in your business, in your marriage, or with your children? Have all the trials and tribulations caused your soul to get much discouraged because of the way? If so, the wounds in your soul could be allowing King Sion and Og to afflict you with mental disorders, physical sicknesses, and all kinds of assorted nightmares. Today, we're going to do something about it. Let's start today's program with a review. So in many past programs, we've been speaking about demonic kings. They are the strong man that Jesus referred to in Matthew 17. The list of the demonic kings and the powers and master spirits that are underneath them are in Ephesians 6:12. In the Amplified, it actually calls them despots. It says, we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against despots. That word despot means tyrant kings. We are wrestling against kings and their kingdoms. Tonight I'm going to discuss some specific kings and some of the assaults they bring on us. These are two of the most powerful kings in the Bible. Two of the most powerful, and they have one of the most fiercest, if not the most fiercest spirit underneath them in their kingdom. In past programs, I've spoken about a spirit called Legion. Legion is 6,000 strong. So you can imagine, if you've got 6,000 soldiers, that they have a wide variety of assignments that they're trying to put against us, eh? So he not only attacks your mind, but he attacks your physical body with disease. And like I said, that means infections, poisons, nutritional deficiencies, imbalances, toxicities, illnesses, ailments, sicknesses. That's a lot of stuff. It's the soul that allows this spirit to come up on you. Remember the demoniac? What was it about him that allowed that spirit to completely control him? It was his soul. Now, it's very interesting because it says right there in the King James that demoniac was dwelling among the tombs. Well, if you look up that word dwell right there in the Strong's, it means this. It's a metaphor for divine powers and influences that are said to dwell in the soul, to pervade the soul, to prompt the soul, to govern the soul. A legion, like every spirit, has kings over it. Who are they? Their names are Sion and Og of the Amorites. Now, Legion
was probably the most fiercest, powerful spirit spoken of in the New Testament. And likewise, so were their kings. They were probably the most fiercest kings in the land of Canaan. Rabbinical literature identifies those two kings as brothers. The name Sion means warrior, and it means sweeping away, as in a leader who sweeps and wipes away everything in front of them. And Og and his people were said to be the last of the race of giants. Now, why is it important that we know that Og was a giant and we trace his lineage back to the giants? Because when you're getting healed in your soul, you want to go all the way back to where evil first began. See, if you just take the weed and pull the top off, the root is still there and the weed grows back. You need to go right to the origin of the problem. And in this case, the origin of the problem were the giants. They were the first real evil in the world. So when you go back to their origin, baby, you're going back far. And you're going to pull that root out that's in your soul. And you're going to have total dominion over the giants. Amen? So you remember how Legion got its right to attack the demoniac, right? He was dwelling among the tombs. That word dwelling means powers that are said to pervade and govern the soul. So Legion gets his right to attack us through our soul. Now, if those kings are really his kings, then they would do the same thing, right? They would get their right to attack us through the soul. Let's look at it. Like father, like son, right? The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, etc., etc. Let me show you the connection between these kings and the wounds in your soul. In Numbers 21, it's a story of Israel going to war against these two powerful kings. Now, Israel won this battle against these giants, the two most powerful kings in the land of Canaan. How did they do it? How did they beat these fierce, feared kings? I believe it's because they got their soul healed before they went into the battle. Listen to the story. In Numbers 21, the Israelites are on their way to make war with Sion and Og. And at this time, God's people, they'd already fought many battles. They'd gone through many trials. They'd gone through many temptations. They had committed many sins in the desert, you know, where they're making the idol at the foot of Mount Horeb and rebelling against God, wanting quail, wanting meat, you know, complaining that they wanted to go back to Egypt. All the things that had happened in the desert. There had been many trials. Along the way, their journey had been filled with battles and circumstances and painful events and traumatic events. And I believe that all those things that had happened to them had literally wounded their soul. Listen to the proof. I'll start in verse 4. It says that the people journeyed from Mount Hor by way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses. Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in this wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water. And our soul loatheth this light bread. So everything they had been through, all the wars, all the sinning, all the trauma, all everything had wounded them. Had wounded them. The circumstances, the challenges. Even I bet they were wounded from just running away from Pharaoh and getting trapped at the Red Sea. Yeah, they got out of it, but can you imagine them standing there for this long while they watched Pharaoh's chariots bearing down on them? And then yes, the sea opened. Okay, we're out of that. Run across the sea. Oh, the chariots are chasing us. Oh, God, hurry. You know, I mean, would that traumatize you? Even at the end, you got the victory. You can let yourself get traumatized by all those events. And it said that their soul had become much discouraged because of the way. I believe they'd literally gotten wounded in their souls by everything that had happened to them. Amen? How many of you have had your soul become much discouraged because of the way? Come on. Ministry. Anybody in ministry? Man, your soul can get much discouraged because of the way. There's all kinds of things that happen, all kinds of situations, all kinds of debacles. They may raise their ugly head, all kinds of contending and warfare and all the stuff that happens in the natural, needing money for your project and, you know, needing spiritual support. And I wish we had an intercessory prayer team so we wouldn't get, you know, our faces kicked in every time we went somewhere. Ministry right there can wear you out. Your soul can become much discouraged because of the way your family, how many of you have been contending for your family, praying and believing for the deliverance of your family, praying and believing for your children to come home, praying and believing that your husband was going to stop taking drugs or drinking alcohol, praying and believing that your wife was going to stop cheating on you, praying and believing that your marriage was going to make it and you're not going to get divorced. There have been so many things that have happened to God's people, and our souls have become much discouraged because of the way. And that's what happened to the Israelites. Amen. Their business is probably closed down. Their ministry is probably closed down. They had gone through stuff like we go through stuff. And that stuff wounds us in our inner man. But then here's what happened. Their soul became much discouraged because of the way. But then what happened? They began to sin out of those wounds. How many of you know when you get wounded, you start talking smack. You start getting angry. You start to sin out of those wounds. Well, I'm really tired of this. You know what? I can't put up with it anymore. You know, you just need to leave me alone. You just need to shut up. I'm done with you. How many of you acted like that? Or is it just me? Amen. They started to sin out of their wounds too. What does it say? They began to speak against God and against Moses. Wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in this wilderness? There's no bread here. There's no water here. And our soul is loathing this light bread. What are they saying? We hate the manna. We hate it. They were so wounded because of the way, the journey had so wounded them that they began to sin, they began to complain, they began to criticize, speak against God, criticize Moses. They were so wounded, they actually began to complain about the supernatural provision that arrived at their front door every morning. Can you imagine that? We don't have to go out and get any food. We don't have to go grocery shopping this weekend, honey. We just wait till tomorrow morning. There'll be plenty of manna outside. Can you imagine that kind of a supernatural miracle happening to you every day? But you getting so wounded in your soul because of all the junk you've had to gone through that you actually start complaining it and even say to the point where you hate it so much that you loathe it. I loathe that supernatural miracle that happens every day, don't you? I loathe it too. I can't stand it when it just appears out of nowhere. It's so irritating. I know. And if I have to eat that sweet, gooby, yummy stuff anymore, I might get sick. Me too. I want something nasty like quail so we can vomit it up out of our mouth again. That was fun. Right? But that's how wounded they got. You know, it's amazing what you'll start complaining about when you're wounded. You know, God sent fiery snakes to bite them. That's what happened next. Honestly, I think he did that because when they said their soul was loathing the manna, they were actually saying, we don't want to eat Christ, the bread, the body of Christ anymore. Because that's what the manna represented. It was a prophetic foreshadowing of Christ and his body being broken for us. Because what did Jesus say in John 6? I am the living bread that came down from heaven. I'm the bread that brings life to the world. So when they said, we loathe the manna, they were saying, we don't like what Christ did. We hate it. And I think that's why God said, oh, yeah, you just crossed the line, buddy. That's my son. You be talking about Shazam. Fiery snakes. Right? So the fiery snakes came and started biting peeps, and they started dying. Because why? Because their soul had become much discouraged because of the way, and their soul began to loathe the manna. They got bit by snakes and died. Why? Because their soul. Their souls were so wounded. Now remember, they're on their way to fight Sion and Og, the most powerful kings in Canaan. I think we better get it together before we like make some battle with these giants, amen? So what did they do? They took the steps to get their soul healed. It's really cool. They took their steps to get their soul healed, just like we do. What is the first thing we do when we want to get our soul healed? We repent, right? We apply the blood, right? Well, that's what they did. That's the first thing they did. They went to Moses and they said, oh, We've sinned. We've spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he will take away the servants from us, the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. So they went and they confessed their sin. They go, we sinned. We repent. Pray for us. We talked about you. We talked about God. We're so sorry. We repent. So they took the first step like we do. They put the blood. They repented. They released the power of the cross. And then what did they do? It says this, that the Lord told Moses, make a fiery serpent, set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looks upon it, he shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it on a pole, and it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of bronze, he lived. Now, we all know who that serpent represented, right? Represented Jesus. In John 3, what does Jesus say? Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. So that serpent represented Christ. So who were they looking at in order to get healed? They were looking at Jesus, huh? They were looking at Jesus. They were looking at Jesus. They were beholding Jesus. They were focused on Jesus. And it says when they kept their eyes focused on Jesus, that they, quote, would live. When any man beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. He lived. Does that just mean he lived in his physical body? Actually, it doesn't. I looked it up. One of the words for the meanings of that word live there is that he would prosper. Gee. We are prospered and brought into health even as our soul prospers. When they looked at Christ, what happened? They prospered. They got healed in their soul. They'd already repented for their sin, and then they looked upon Jesus and they got healed in their soul. Which was the problem in the first place. That was what got them into that mess. Because their souls had become musty, scourged because of the way, and their soul was loathing the light manna. But when they repented, and then they looked to Christ, they prospered in their health, even as their soul prospered. Amen? Right after that, they go to war with the giants. Gee, there is no coincidence in Scripture. Scripture is in order for a specific reason, man. Those peeps, if they hadn't had that happen, you know how God always makes everything happen, even when it seems bad at first? It always turns out good. It's like, I know this looks bad, but if I would have let you go any further without bringing the fiery snakes, and you would have gone into battle, those giants would have torn every one of you up. Because you wouldn't have dominion over them because your soul was so wounded. And they are strong men. Those kings are strong men. How do you defeat the strong men? Remember, you become strong in soul. That's what the word strong man means. One who has strength of soul to sustain the attacks of Satan. They had to be strong in their soul to defeat those strong men. They weren't wrestling with flesh and blood. They might have been wrestling in their eyes, seeing those giants in front of them. But it was the despot spirits. We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with despots and powers and master spirits. They were battling against the spirits that were behind those giants. And if they had gone into their battle with their soul much discouraged because of the way, they would have never made it. They would have gotten eaten alive. Do you get what I'm saying to you? I don't think you get what I'm saying to you. Do you get what I'm saying to you? We don't have to rebuke and bind and all this stuff. I mean, yes, that's part of the deliverance process. But the biggest thing we have to do is we go into battle with these fierce, fierce giants. And any other strong man, any other despot king is to get your soul healed. This is a perfect example. God made sure that those people's souls got healed. He provided Christ for them to look at so that they would live, they would prosper. So that when they went into the land of the giants, they could stomp those giants. You know, Israelite men are not very big, but they whooped on some giant behind, all right? Okay? Because they were well. It is well with my soul. Amen? Do you get what I'm saying?
When I was on the streets, I terrorized people so much that when I got arrested, nobody wanted me to get out. Be honest with yourself. Have you ever thought that all those people in prison should just stay there? Well, I was one of them. Yet God so radically transformed me that now I'm changing the world. Guess what? He has the same plan in mind for them. Let's make it happen together.
Call now. And when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching, In the Midst, along with a bonus soul-soaking CD with Janie Duvall. With your gift of $50 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of In the Midst, along with a bonus soul-soaking CD.
Did you know that most of the sickness and lack you're dealing with right now are from ancient soul wounds passed down through your bloodline? You're born with stuff. In this teaching, I show you how to get rid of it. Disc 4 of the CD set is one of the most powerful soul soakers I've ever produced. I personally soak to it, and I get a breakthrough every time.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
So let's get rid of the sin first, and then we're going to work on the wound. Ready? Just say, Lord Jesus, I repent for letting myself get much discouraged because of the way. Lord, I know that there have been trials and temptations and circumstances, and I know you're aware of it, but I also know that I'm supposed to rejoice in all things. I'm not to allow my soul to get much discouraged because of the way. So I repent for allowing myself to get wounded from all the things I've been through. I repent for complaining about situations and circumstances. I want to rejoice in all things. I want to believe and have faith. I don't want to complain against you or against any leadership or be offended. I want to be fruitful even in the hardest times. But I know I've fallen short. I've sinned and become much discouraged because of the way. Wash away my sin right now, Lord. I repent for any sin that's allowed my soul to get wounded. Wash me clean in your blood right now in the name of Jesus. I ask that you wash away every sin that has wounded my soul from either trials and temptations or for me letting myself become offended. So I receive your blood now in the name of Jesus. Now I'm going to ask Holy Spirit to come into this room right now. Holy Spirit, land upon these people. Bring your revelatory power and point out to them what trials in their life, what circumstances, what events have caused them to become much discouraged in their soul. So let Holy Spirit, I ask you to highlight to us areas in our life where we let our soul become much discouraged because of the way. I just ask Holy Spirit to come and show you right now. How many of you have already gotten a revelation from Holy Spirit? I want you to repent for any sin that's involved in that situation, any of your sin. And I want you to forgive people too. Repent for your part in that and forgive people too. Just repent for whatever part you have in it and forgive so that we can get healed of all these things before we go to fight these kings. Okay, are we done? No, because you're still dwelling among the tombs. Do you understand that, don't you? You got rid of the sin. The blood got rid of the sin. But if there's still a wound there, you're still dwelling among the tombs. We got to get rid of the tomb. We got to get rid of that wound. Put your hand on your belly. Say, Lord, I'm not going to dwell among the tombs anymore. I'm not going to have anything in common with Legion. I decree right now, my soul is being healed. I'm looking at Jesus up there on the cross. He was that bronze snake in the desert. I'm beholding him and I'm going to live. I'm beholding him and I'm going to live. I'm beholding him and I'm going to live. I'm going to prosper. I'm going to prosper and be in health. Even as my soul has prospered, I'm filled with dunamis. It's Jesus. It's the power from the resurrection. I have it in me right now. It's healing every wound, everything that's allowing Legion to attack me, everything in common with Sion and Og. It's being healed right now by dunamis power, dunamis power, dunamis power, dunamis power, dunamis power, dunamis power, dunamis power. I'm excellent of soul. I'm excellent of soul. I'm excellent of soul.
I believe you're starting to get healed of every wound you have in common with these kings. Now, why do I say starting to get healed? Because all of us have numerous wounds inside our soul that are giving these two demonic kings the right to torment us. When I was on the streets, I terrorized people so much that when I got arrested, nobody wanted me to get out. Be honest with yourself. Have you ever thought that all those people in prison should just stay there? Well, I was one of them. Yet God so radically transformed me that now I'm changing the world. Guess what? He has the same plan in mind for them. Let's make it happen together.
Call now. And when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching, In the Midst, along with a bonus soul-soaking CD with Janie Duvall. With your gift of $50 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of In the Midst, along with a bonus soul-soaking CD.
Did you know that most of the sickness and lack you're dealing with right now are from ancient soul wounds passed down through your bloodline? You're born with stuff. In this teaching, I show you how to get rid of it. Disc 4 of the CD set is one of the most powerful soul soakers I've ever produced. I personally soak to it and I get a breakthrough every time.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Next week, we're going to do a review of these kings, Sion and Og, then immediately go into a super soak. The reason why I'm really camping on these kings so much is because they are affecting you and your family in more ways than you can imagine. I haven't even mentioned that the constant chatter some of you hear in your minds all the time could be coming from Legion. He's got his hand on all kinds of areas of your life in order to be able to torment you. I'm really going to press into this revelation because by the end of next week's show, I'm believing that you're going to get the major breakthrough you've been waiting for. This teaching has changed my life and it's going to change yours too. We'll see you next week.